How are the preparations going then?
Yeah, I mean, we're happy. You know, we're training hard. The lads now have played, you know, up to four games with their clubs since the end of the league. And then we had Loud a few weeks ago, and then Wexford and Cork on training camp last weekend. So those games came at the right time. So we had a good win against Wexford, who were depleted, obviously. And then against Cork, they had a very strong team out, and we lost that game. But it was the perfect game for us, because I think we learned an awful lot, you know, about ourselves, and also we know the kind of intensity that Mayo will bring to the game and the level that they'll be operating at. So I hope it'll be no shock to our lads now, you know, they've experienced that. So we're very happy with that, yeah.
Any injury concerns? I know Mark Gotch has been carrying one this year.
Yeah, I mean, that's just kind of a load management issue. So some nights he gets modified and he'll be a bit sore the morning after the game and everything, but no worries in that case. So Carl Lowe broke his finger against Loud, so he'll be doubt. Dara Quinn went over his ankle in training a number of weeks ago, so he's definitely out of the game. And Lorcan Mulvey has a little hamstring issue that he picked up playing with his club, so he'll be a doubt for the game as well. So that's it, really. We've a number of lads now who are back fully, so that's been a boost to us. You know, James Moore and PP O'Hara and Conor Campbell, and all, so that's been a big boost getting those lads back and fighting for places.
I don't expect you to reveal too much of your plans, but in your head, do you already have like an ideal starting 15, or are there places still up for grabs?
Yeah, I mean, there's still places up for grabs. Like we in general, we've a good idea of our starting team. There's a couple of little positions that we're still, you know, not sure about. There's a number of lads in the run for it. You know, hopefully, all the injuries, there'll be no issues with injuries. Anybody who's, you know, there won't be any last minute calls or anything like that, because if lads aren't ready a week before they go out against Mayo, they're just not going to be ready. So we'll be picking lads who are fit and ready for the game, you know, to try and operate at that intensity. So yeah, aside from that, we're more or less sorted at this stage.
Mayo would be one of the best teams in Ireland, I'm sure you'll agree, but what do you think it takes to beat them, and do you have those tools?
I mean, it's very, very difficult to, you know, to even compete against Mayo, because they're probably the second or third best team in Ireland at the moment. And like, if you look at the league, we came 8th in Division 4, so the gulf between the two teams is huge, you know. Nobody has stopped Mayo and Connacht in the last 5 years. I don't think anybody's expecting London to be the team to do that. But we're kind of really seeing this as another step along the way in our development. So, you know, we've introduced a lot of young players, a lot of London-born players, and for them to come up against a team like Mayo, I think is fantastic as a once-off. You know, that I think they'll learn a lot from the event and learn a lot from the day. I don't know, our Mayo might pick of who, you know, we'd like to be playing at this stage in our development. I think he'd prefer to play a team, you know, slightly down lower that we could compete better against. But I think we'll take a lot from that day and try and zone out from the whole kind of event and everything off that day, and we just focus on working hard and training and then trying to perform on the day. So that's what we're focusing on, really.
Yeah, going for 6 in a row, as you mentioned, and they're a solid Division 1 team, so all the pressure and expectancy is on them. Does that help your players?
I don't think it makes any difference, because the days of Mayo or Galway or these teams, even in the league, coming over and being complacent in London, I think that's kind of gone. You know, so Paul did very well and turned over a couple of teams previously with London, and then, you know, even Roscommon went to New York and got a little bit of a scare, so things have changed in the GA. You know, I'd be shocked if Mayo came over and were anyway complacent. So they know as well that they're, you know, maybe bedding down a system that they want for later on in the championship, and there's plenty of players who want to get into the team. There's under 21 players now coming back, obviously. So I don't think in any way that we expect them to be complacent. But what we really want to do is try and compete, you know, with Mayo in the first 15 minutes, in the first half, and then, you know, sticking with them as much as possible, and I think we'll learn a huge amount about ourselves from this game. So I think it'll be